are the divine music director assigning us our dynamics whenever and wherever we deserve them, thus making this piece called life more beautiful, rhythmic and musical. You are the architect of this universe, permeating each and every particle with love and suffusing it with your divine magic. And now, it's time to celebrate this opportunity you have bestowed upon us. Swami, we, your children, would like to tune our lives to your frequency so that none of us go sharp or flat at any point in this journey with you as our destination. We pray to you, Swami, to accept this garland of 5 musical pieces this evening as a token of our gratitude and love.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Dearest Bhagavan, with love and gratitude, we, the students of the Vrindavan campus, offer at your lotus feet a drama entitled Sant Namdev, a tale of Sakya Bhakti.
My dear friend, after this long sojourn, it is only you who can quench my thirst. Hey Dwarapal, could you please tell my Krishna that his Sudhama has come?
Stop, you trespasser. Not everybody who loiters around this palace gets to see our Lord. And anyway, who are you? Why will the Lord want to see you?
Me? I may be poor in appearance, but inside is a young Sudhama longing to meet his childhood friend Krishna. Please let me go in.
Don't you understand? Move away from here.
Is that my Sudhama? 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 How long has it been? Make yourself at home. Come. Come, Sudhama. Come. So, tell me Sudhama, how are things? Did it take this long for you to remember your best friend Krishna? Your dear friend Kanha?
Can I ever forget you, Krishna? That Kanha with whom I spent my childhood days? That Makan Chor who taught me wonderful lessons through his naughty pranks?
Ah! I miss those days too, Kuchela. However, I am sure you must be tired after a long journey. Make yourself at home while I get you some food to eat.
Hey Jagannataka Sutradhari, you know that it is not my stomach that is hungry, but my ears that are. Do you still remember those days where you lovingly narrated stories to me under the grandeur of the star-studded night sky? Kanha, could you please narrate one such story to me?
So, stories. But which story do I tell you, Sudhama?
Are, don't you know the stories which I like?
True indeed, Sudhama. Let me tell you a story about friendship, a story about Sakya Bhakti.
What story are you talking about, Kanha?
The story of Sant Namdev. It all starts in the town of Pandharpur, the abode of Lord Vithala. Young Namdev is a lad of 5.
Gunai, Murli bhai just paid a visit. Looks like I have to head off early to the bazaar. There are some big customers today.
Oof, oh, Another one of your business trips. How many days will you skip your breakfast? By the way, forget your food. What about Vitthala's Naivedyam? Who will offer it to him if you go away so soon?
Gonai, you know how these businesses can get. You know what? Nama is a grown-up child now. He's big enough to go to the temple. Nama? Oh, Nama! Here, take this food to the temple and offer it to Pandur and Vitthala.
Alright, Baba. I shall go immediately.
Nama, make sure that Panduranga Vitthala eats everything. Ah, and one more thing. Come back and tell I what he said about the food. Okay?
Vitthala, here's your Naivedyam. Baba could not come today. He had some important work. So, he sent me. Come Vitthala, have your food. Come on Vitthala, start eating. You know, I make delicious kheer and pakodas. Ah. Don't feel shy, Vitthala. Oh, is it because I am serving you for the first time? Alright, Vitthala. I shall turn around and close my eyes. Call me when you finish eating. Vitthala, have you finished eating? What? You still haven't started eating? Vitthala, if I take the full plate back home, I will be very angry and won't serve me my breakfast. And you know how hungry I am. Please come and eat, Vitthala. Please come and eat. Oh, Vitthala, maybe I have done something wrong. Yes, Vitthala, I must have done something wrong. Please forgive me, Vitthala. I beg of you. Please come and eat, Vitthala. Please do it.
Nama,
dear child, get up. Stop crying.
See,
your Lord is here. Come on, stop crying.
Oh Lord, you have finally arrived. Oh, you are so beautiful, Vitthala. Come Vitthala, sit and eat everything. Please eat, please eat.
Thank you.
कान्हा, being your real friend is no easy challenge. Do you think I will ever forget the pranks you played on me? And in doing so, you taught me invaluable lessons. But Krishna, narrating about Namdev, you made me feel guilty.
And what makes you feel so, Sudama?
Looks like my friend has been reminded of something.
Sudhama, show me. What is it?
Are Kanha, nothing Kanha.
How sad. Does this Krishna not deserve any gift from his best friend Sudhama, who has come all the way from Gokul? Enough now. Show me. What is it? Are poha.
Are makhan chor, do you still remember this?
Sudhama, this is indeed my favorite delicacy. Let me relish the taste. Ah, the food prepared even by my dear Rukmini is tasteless when compared to this.
Shh.
Is she around? I would not want her to know this.
Hey Nutcut, finally I caught you. I'll make sure, I'll complain to her saying that she's not preparing good food for my dear friend Kanha.
Are, no Sudhama.
Are Krishna, in all this joy, you forgot the tale of Namdev. Please continue.
Years passed by, and Namdev entered into the life of being a householder, contemplating always on me and me alone. Milk, when mixed with water, dissolves. However, when it is churned into butter, it floats over it. In the same way, it is only when man's mind is churned with the rods of bhakti and vairagya, can man stay afloat in this world.
Nama, back so soon. Didn't you say your wife needed some help with the upcoming festival?
Which day can even be called a festival without your involvement, Vithala? I am not interested in some random mundane celebration.
Oh Nama, tell me, is everything really fine at home? Or are you hiding something from me?
Vithala, as if you don't know. While you reside in the golden playground of Vaikuntha, we survive in a rat-infested hut. While you recline on the grand Adishesha, we sleep on the bare floor, shivering in the cold. You are decorated in the finest of garments, but my children have no clothes to wear. You are fed sumptuously by your devotees, while we can hardly manage a meal a day. But my friend, shall I tell you what is that I have and you lack? Your company. In your company, Vithala, all my troubles don't even seem worth remembering.
For those who surrender to me, I shall assume the responsibilities.
Is anyone home?
Oh, who is it now?
These people keep arriving as if there is a feast going on at this place.
Oh, namaste Raja Bhai. Is Nama home?
No, he is not at home. And who are you? Another of his long gone customers?
No. I'm an old friend of his. My name is Keshav Seth. Raja Bhai, I had a bumper harvest this year and wanted to share my joy with Nama. I brought with me a sack of grains and this bag of gold.
Grains? Gold? What? I really don't understand.
Oh, this isn't much. Nama gives me much more. Something even purer than this petty gold. By the way, I hope all is well with Nama.
Yes. Now everything will be fine. Thanks to your kind intervention.
Raja Bhai, we take your leave now.
Wait. Please come in. We don't have much, but kindly accept some prasad.
Prasad? Oh, that I already had. Anyway, if you insist. Oh, how beautiful Vitthala looks. The sight is verily a feast to the eyes.
No, don't eat that. I am yet to offer the Naivedyam to Vitthala.
Oh, I am sorry. I thought I could.
Here, take this prasad.
Anyway, we have to get going now. Convey my regards to Nama. Jai Hari Vitthala.
My lord, mother, come here quickly. Look at all of this.
What? Where did you get this from? These grains and this bag of gold will last for the entire year. Tell me, what happened?
Do you remember your old friend Keshav Sheth? He is the one who gave us all this. He said he had a wonderful crop. He felt the need to share his happiness with us.
I don't understand this. Keshav Seth, my friend. I don't know any Keshav Seth. Let me recall. Keshav Seth, my friend. But I have only one friend. One friend. Keshav Seth was you, my lord. Rajai, that very Keshava came as this humble servant's friend, Keshav Seth, and took all his troubles away. That very Vitthala responded to this devotee's prayer. What a bountiful blessing! Merciful lord, I ever remain your grateful servant.
ಸಕಲದ ಘನತಿ ತಾಮರ ಪರಿಧಾನ ಉದ್ಧರಣಿ ಉದ್ಧರಣಿ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನ ಭಕ್ತರೆ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನ ಭಕ್ತರೆ
Namdev, who completely surrendered to you, my heart is filled with great joy.
True indeed, Kuchela. For those who are in constant remembrance of me, I am always there to take care. For when a loving and tender child calls out to his mother, how can a mother's heart refuse?
Yes, Lord. As you said, Ananyas Chintayanto, Maam. ये जनाः पर्युपासते तेषां नित्याभियुक्तानां योगक्षेमं वहाम्यहम् फॉर डिवोटीज हु कॉन्स्टेंटली सर्व यू यू बेर द बर्डन ऑफ देयर अर्थली एग्जिस्टेंस एंड नामदेव स्टैंड्स एज अ टेस्टिमोनी टू दिस
ट्रू इंडीड सुधामा बट फॉर वन टू डेवलप सच अनवेवरिंग डिवोशन ही नीड्स टू बी कॉशियस ऑफ अ थिंग
वन थिंग And what is that one thing, Kanha?
Company, Sudhama. Company. Tell me your company and I shall tell you what you are. For Namdev, it was the comradeship of Sant Gyaneshwar that furthered his spiritual progress. A true companion is the one who acts as a lantern to light the path ahead.
Who are these young yogis whose faces emit such divine splendor?
Yes, yes. We have never seen these great seers in our village before. Let us inquire about them.
Oh, great ones. Who are you all? What brings you to this land of Pandharpur?
This is our brother, Gyaneshwar. The other is Nivriti. And I am Sopan. We are hermits who have renounced the trivial pleasures of the world in order to serve our Lord Vithala.
Our purpose of coming to this holy land is to associate ourselves with the foremost votary of Lord Panduranga, Sant Namdev, whose renown has not failed to reach our ears.
What you say is true, O divine ones. His heart-moving kirtans are a constant source of delight to all those who visit the temple.
Could you please guide us to him? I'm sure he will be at the temple, for a bhakta spends most of his time at the Lord's feet.
as you wish, it is indeed our great fortune to be of service to the Lord's Bhaktas. Please, please come.
Must be Gyaneshwar. My Vithala has told me everything about you.
Namdev, the Lord knows it all. However, I have come to place a small request before you.
Oh, please. Please go ahead.
I have always had the desire to traverse the length and breadth
of this Punya Bhumi, Bharat, and visit all the sacred Tirthas. It is my wish that you accompany me in this pilgrimage that I am undertaking.
Inseparable as I am from my Lord, I have no desire I can call as mine. It would be a great blessing to accompany you. If such is Vitthala's command, I am happy to oblige.
Dhanya dhanya he nagara.
Pandit ji Motilal. Kuch to gadbad hai. Even though he's such a big sheth, I wonder why he's so unhappy. Shiva Shiva.
Are murk! When will you understand the ways of this world? When will you? Hidden behind this sorrowful face is the lustrous form of Goddess Lakshmi.
Ah! Arey arey, Motilal ji, kya hua? Any problem?
क्या बताऊं पंडित जी, धनम मूलम इदम जगत, दैट फेलो मुरारी हु हैज दस 20 एकर्स ऑफ लैंड बिकेम द रिचेस्ट, वेयर एज विथ 150 एकर्स ऑफ लैंड, 110 काउस, 50 बुल्स, 20 फार्म्स, 10 सन्स, 5 डॉटर्स, 2 वाइव्स, ऑल दिस ओन्ड बाय दिस वन मोतीलाल इज द सेकंड रिचेस्ट. दिस मोतीलाल इज only the second richest. How, Panditji, how? How is this possible? What does he feed his bulls? From where does he get the water? Why is the sun favoring only him? Why is it raining in only his land? Why, Panditji, why?
Murari. Oh, our Murari. Very simple, Motilal ji. Last month, Murari had come to the temple. He donated 10 kgs of gold to us. The very next day, the almighty Nagnatha came in his dream and told that prasadam should be given not to him
but to his bulls. And one drop, by God I swear, just one drop of Teertham, that will make his land Shivalokam. And about the sun.
Panditji, he does Surya Namaskar every day.
Surya Namaskar? But what is it to do with Shiva's blessing?
Motilalji, the sun and the moon, Shatru.
Huh?
Moon and Ganesha, Shatru.
Huh?
Enemy's enemy is a friend.
Huh?
So Ganesha and the sun, Mitram. Ganesha's father and the sun, Mitram. So Shiva and Surya are friends.
Oho. So, Motilalji, would you also like to donate a few kgs of gold and become the richest again?
But Panditji, what is the guarantee that I will get something in return?
Don't worry about that, Motilalji. There is a secret shloka. One shloka that will make your land Shivaloka.
Wah! Shiva Shiva!
One shloka, Shivaloka. One shloka, Shivaloka. One shloka, Shivaloka. One shloka, Shivaloka.
One shloka, Shivaloka. One shloka, Shivaloka.
One shloka, Shivaloka. One shloka, Shivaloka. One shloka, Shivaloka.
Don't forget that you are in the precincts of the temple of Lord Mahadev.
Who are you? Why do you disturb the serenity of this temple?
O Uchvargatila Purusha, we are humble servants of the Lord of Pandharpur, who is the object of meditation of the Mahayogi, Lord Parameshwar. Please permit us to have a glimpse of this Lord, who is the beloved of Sri Hari.
Panditji, this must be that madman Namdev who keeps singing kirtans of Vitala.
Oh, so you are Namdev. Singing on the streets may get your God near you, but the almighty Bholenath can be attained only with sincere tapas. You are a wrong person with the right desire, for you are not a Brahmin. Your very presence will desecrate the purity of this temple.
O knowledgeable Brahmin, the Lord's love towards his devotees can never be based on caste, for there is only one caste, the caste of humanity. And
how dare you advise us? Keep your sermons to yourself. Send them off immediately.
Now stop blocking the way of other pilgrims and move away from here.
Nama, don't worry. The omnipresent Lord will surely acknowledge us with his presence.
Lord, why don't you accept me in your benign presence? Let me then cast away this body which cannot have your darshan.
Nama, don't utter such calamitous words. Cry your heart out to Vithala. No prayer to the Lord has ever gone in vain.
Amruta huni guna, naam tujhe deva, naam tujhe deva. Amruta huni guna, naam tujhe deva, naam tujhe deva. Man maj Keshava, man maj Keshava, Kaba laghe, Kaba laghe. Amrut huni gun, naam tujhe deva, नाम तुझे देवा। सांग पंढरी राय काय करूया आसी, सांग पंढरी राय काय करूया आसी, कारु पध्यानासी, कारु पध्यानासी, कारु पध्यानासी, नये तुझे देवा, नाम तुझे देवा। कीर्तने बैसता निद्रे नागवीले, कीर्तने बैसता बैसता, कीर्तने बैसता निद्रे नागवीले, मन माझे गुंतले, मन माझे गुंतले, विषय सुख विषय सुख, अमृत हुनी गुण नाम तुझे देवा, नाम तुझे देवा।
Why have they come again? What happened?
The temple? The pond? The pond which was behind the temple?
What? Do you mean to say? The temple has turned? Oh, forgive us, great saint. What a sin have I committed. Are you my Lord Nagnatha himself who has come to test me? No, no, that can't be. How can the Lord of the universe condescend and give his darshan to such unworthy people like me?
O noble Brahmins, don't speak such words. I myself worship the holy men who are manifestations of Vitthala himself, for they bear the sacred Vedas with them. How can you fall at my feet? I request you to allow our retinue to imbibe the nectar of Parameshwara's glory. Gyaneshwar, would you mind me asking you a question?
Go on.
Do you really feel that meditating on the formless aspect of God will take you close to Him? How can Vitthala be anywhere else than at Pandharpur? If He is everywhere, what is the necessity of seeing Him at the temple?
Let us go and meet the potter saint, Gora Kumbhar. You will find your answers there.
Gyan Dev Ji, welcome. Welcome to this humble abode. Oh, Vittala, indeed, I am 4 times blessed today.
What joy I derive in your company, Kumbhar. And who are you, O Saint?
Being in the company of Gyandev Ji, you too must be wise like him.
Ah, he is my close friend Namdev. He is a renowned bhakta of our charming Lord Vittala. We have both come here for the Bhande Chachani.
Achha, the mutki test. My dandas have taken rest for a while now. It is high time they do some work.
Mutki test?
Haan, this devotee of Vithala has an uncanny ability to test an individual's spiritual development.
To test? And how is that?
His dandas have a strange power. Just like how a perfectly baked pot renders a ringing sound, a real Jnani's head, free of ignorance, produces a crystal clear sound upon the touch of his dandas.
Let us see.
Come. Please, sit down. Perfectly baked. The finesse of Vittala's craftsmanship is evident. Musical. Oh, it's a half-baked pot. This pot requires more work to be done.
Who are you, an ordinary potter, to comment on my spiritual progress? Gyaneshwar, don't waste your time with such inimical people. You said I would find my answers here, but it seems like I will only get more confused here.
Anger is never a solution, my dear Nama. Don't let this dreadful enemy of yours get the better of your judgment. Carefully analyze your action and you will realize the fog of Maya clogs it.
Even you have turned against me. Unfathomable are the minds of men. Vittala is my true friend. He is my only friend. I'll go to him.
Dear brother, how is it that man can be bound by Maya in spite of the close proximity he shares with the Lord?
It is the play of the various accumulated prarabdha karmas. Man should constantly be wary of their effects. That is why he is advised to immerse himself in Namasmaran in order to ensure that these karmas do not bind him. This is the secret to remove ignorance and reach the divine in the Kali Age.
Brother, will Namdev realize his mistake and make amends?
The merciful Lord will surely guide his devotees who surrender themselves wholeheartedly to him. A devotee should pray thus: Asatoma Sadgamaya, Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya.
I agree completely with you, brother. Man must become aware of the purpose of his human birth, which is to attain the true self, the Atma.
Yes, that is the only goal worth striving for.
Vittala, why don't you come, Lord? Why can't these eyes behold thy beautiful form when needed the most? What sin has this devotee committed? They called me a half-baked pot, Vittala. But it is only your name that these lips utter. It is only your glorious face that these eyes wish to see. It is only your presence that this heart craves for. Hey Vithala, your love has enveloped my entire being. Yet they say I lack discrimination. Is it true, Sakha? Please come and answer me, Lord. I want to see your form.
Nama, get up, my dear. What bothers you so much?
I thought being with you was the highest sadhana. But that potter with his paddle testifies me as half-baked pot and says I need to progress spiritually.
Who? My dear devotee, Gora Kumbhar.
Yes, yes, that potter Gora Kumbhar. He says I need to be put into the furnace to be ready. Vithala, people don't understand your true nature. Some say you are an idol and worship you. Some say you are formless and chant your name. But Lord, for me, you are as real and tangible as myself. I talk direct. Vithala, tu itka gappka ahes. Why are you so silent, O Lord?
Yes, they are right. You are indeed a half-baked pot.
Vithala, you too?
Remember, Nama, Bijam Aham Sarva Bhutanam. This is the transcendental truth. I am the seed of all existence, the power of the sun and the moon. I am beyond the dualities of space and time, pain and pleasure. I am far beyond this mortal form. Don't get attached to this illusion, Nama. This body is a physical manifestation of mine for my bhaktas. I am pure love, which is far beyond this.
Illusion, Lord? I don't understand this.
Nama, only a Sadguru can help you. He will guide you. My dear devotee, Vishobha Khechar, go right away to Nagnath temple. You will find him there.
But Lord, with you by my side, why should I go anywhere else?
Nama, as Rama and Krishna, even I went through the tutelage of gurus. Do as I say. It is all for your own good. Go, Nama, go.
My Lord said that my Guru would be here. But where is he? Vithala! What is this I see? I can't believe my eyes. Look at his audacity. Old man, wake up! Do you realize that your feet are resting on the auspicious lingam?
Devadeva, I never noticed it, beta. You see, I'm very old. I have no energy to rise. Do me a favor. Place my feet elsewhere where you don't see Shiva.
Each time I place his feet anywhere, a lingam appears. And what is this I see? He seems like Shiva. This temple looks like Holinath. Everything seems to appear as Shiva. Oh Guruji! I had been so obsessed with the physical frame of the Lord
that I couldn't realize his omnipresence. But little did I know that his form is just a drop in the ocean of his boundless reality.
Get up, son. What you have experienced is Bhava Samadhi, the state of ecstasy in which the devotee experiences oneness with the Lord. The merciful Lord has blessed you with an experience which even the most accomplished of the saints crave for.
My Lord has indeed destroyed the wheel of ignorance which blocked my intellect. All these years, I had been under the impression that Vitthala dwelt only in Pandharpur. Now I understand the truth. Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam.
Yes. Do not limit Vitthala to Pandharpur, for he transcends the limitations of this premises. This entire universe is his manifestation. His true form is devoid of attributes and is the essence of all the elements. Realize, O Nama, that the eye can see only so far. Beyond the horizon, it is your heart which has to take over.
Krishna, after this joyful reunion, memories come rushing to me. Ah, how I miss those days. Are Krishna, I think I need to leave now. My little ones would be waiting for me.
Sudama, after relishing your delicious poha, can I send you back empty-handed? Go home and you'll find a surprise waiting for you.
Surprises? Don't I know your surprises? But Krishna, how did this wonderful tale of Namdev end?
For it never does, Sudama. For love is eternal. For love is God. And that is why I had to separate myself from myself to continue loving myself. And it is that very same love which has created man. And it is that very same love into which man has to go back to. And as for Namdev, let us watch.
So finally, my Nama is enlightened. Now that you have found your guru, looks like you don't need my company anymore.
What can I say, Vitthala? After all these years,
my heart desires no more. I feel that my life has attained fulfillment. This earthly existence means nothing to me. Take me, Vithala. Let me merge with you.
What a predicament you have put me in, Nama. Your physical absence will leave an aching void in my heart. For to whose heart-touching kirtans will I listen to? Whose company will I share, Nama?
You have countless bhaktas who adore you. But I have only one Lord, and that is you. For me, this Pandharpur is Vaikuntha itself. I'll always remain here, worshipping the feet of devotees who come in search of you to this holy land.
Oh Nama, how can it be? A tree without its flowers, the moon without its light, an ocean without its water, and Vithala without his Nama. Oh Sakha, can you sing for me one last song?
Namdev was blessed to become a step in the temple at Pandharpur, remaining in the eternal company of Lord Vithala.
Namaste. Sukhmino Bhavantu Samasta Loka Sukhmino Bhavantu Samasta Loka Sukhmino Bhavantu
साई बाबा जी की जय।
ओम श्री साई राम। इनवोकिंग भगवान्स डिवाइन ब्लेसिंग्स। Tomorrow's evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 4:30 with Vedam chanting. At 5 o'clock, as a part of this year's sports and cultural meet of Sri Satya Sai Education Institutions, the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Mudanadi Campus will be offering a drama titled Mine to Thine at Bhagwan's Divine Lotus Feet. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude with bhajans and Mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Swami Vari Divya Anugraha Asisulato Sai Kulwant Sabha Mandapanlo Repati Sayankala Karyakramam 4 Gantala 30 Nimishalaku Veda Patananto Prarambhamavutundi. Swami Vari Vidya Samsthala Varshika Krida Sanskritikotsavallo Bhaganga శ్రీ సత్యసాయి ఉన్నత విద్యాసంస్థకు చెందిన ముద్దనల్లి క్యాంపస్ విద్యార్థులు రేపటి సాయంకాలం 5 గంటలకు మైండ్ టు థైన్ అను పేరిట ఓ నాటకం సమర్పిస్తారు. రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో ముగియను. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జై సాయిరాం.